Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 106, verses 6 to 39. Israel's History of Sin. Israel's History of Sin. Remember, this is a psalm. This is equivalent to Moses teaching the Israelites in the end of Deuteronomy, teaching the Israelites to go over their history and remind themselves of their sin. Now, it's Israel's history. It's not just a sin or some list of sins, but it's a whole history of it. And if you read the psalm through, I haven't time to read these verses now in this brief discourse, verses 6 to 39, you will see right from the start, even when they were in Egypt, even when they were at the Red Sea, right on, through Horeb, through Sinai, through the desert, through the wilderness, and so on and on and on and on through the judges, on through their history, right through to the present day, verse 6. Right through, it says, to the present day, they sinned. We have sinned, even as our fathers did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly when our fathers were in Egypt. Now, we're guilty. It's not just them. This is what Israel had to sing. This is what the psalmist is making them sing. There were times when things happened. You will read verse 13, verse 21, and so on, when things improved, and then they quickly forgot and dropped back again into their testing of God, their rebellion against him, their idolatry. Idolatry comes over and over through this psalm. They forget God. They despise him. They despise his works. They despise his word. They bring in false gods. Some reformers come, and away it drops again. Disobedience, idols, idols. They even sacrifice their children, you'll read. They set up prostitution in the sense of spiritual prostitution by going to false gods. It's a dreadful catalogue, and is recorded in song, as Moses, as I say, did in Deuteronomy, to remind these Israelites, this is what they are. Okay, they're the chosen people of God, yes. He's given them his covenant. He's formed them into a nation. He's going to bring Christ from them. But they are a sinful people. And they have to remember it and remind themselves of it and confess their sins. Well, I'm not standing on the sideline, just looking at Israel. I have to come through 1 Corinthians 10. What do I mean? Remember, Paul says, the Israelites were sinners. Look at their sin. No, he didn't say that at all. He said they were sinners. But remember, he says to the Corinthians, the believers, the ecclesia in Corinth, remember, he said, these things about Israel are written not just simply for historical events about Israel. That's true, they are. But these things are meant for us. These things are for our reformation. These things are for our instruction. These things are for our rebuke, our instruction. We need this correction. We need this reformation. These things are written for us. We, who are in the new covenant upon whom the end of the ages has come, we are responsible. And we need this today, my friend. Look at our songs. Look at our talk. We're too glib, too easy, too smooth. It's all so jolly today, isn't it? It's all so pleasant. It's all so nice. It's all so happy. It's all so good, isn't it? Don't you think we need a dose of this psalm? Don't you think we need to be reminded that we've defiled ourselves, we've broken the covenant? Oh, we're not sacrificing children. No, we're not doing this, but we're doing other equivalent things in breaking the new covenant. If you don't know that, my friend, you're half asleep, or more than half asleep. We're going to the world. We're turning back to the old covenant. We're doing all sorts of things to adulterate the covenant. I think instead of all this glibness and jolliness and bright sunshine about the place, we need a bit more dust and ashes. Israel's History of Sin. And 1 Corinthians 10 is smack on top of it. Remember, says Paul, these things were for our learning, and all scripture is profitable to make us jolly, happy, and pleasant, no, to reprove us, rebuke us, convince us, convert us, edify us, whatever it needs. We need these mercies. May God speak to us. May we have hearts to believe and respond to God, repent and reform, and return unto the Lord our God. Amen.